Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Barbara Blaine, a lawyer with a degree in theology, served for nearly 30 years as president of the group she founded, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, known as SNAP. She stepped down this year and had recently started a new international organization to hold the Vatican and church officials overseas accountable for covering up such abuse cases. She died suddenly at 61 years of age after hiking in Utah. In Myanmar, activists are accusing Facebook of censoring Rohingya Muslims who are under attack from the country's military. In Africa, the social network faces accusations that it had helped human traffickers extort victims' families by leaving up abusive videos. Researchers at Emory University, Georgia Institute of Technology, and the University of Michigan suggest that the most effective anti-hate tactic by internet and social media sites may be what amounts to a nuclear option, identifying and shutting down the spaces where hateful speech occurs, rather than targeting bad actors individually or in groups. Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, said Republicans would not move ahead with a vote on the latest plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Saudi Arabia announced that in June 2018 it would allow women to drive, ending a long-standing policy that has become a global symbol of the repression of women in the ultra-conservative kingdom. The change was announced on state television and in a simultaneous media event in Washington. Decision highlights the damage that the no-driving policy has done to the kingdom's international reputation and its hopes for a public relations benefit from the reform. Equifax CEO steps down because of hacking crisis and the bad handling of the company of the crisis. Currently, 26% of poor adults, 39% of working-class adults, and 56% of middle and upper-class adults age 18 to 55 are married, according to a research brief published from two think tanks, the American Enterprise Institute and Opportunity America. Twitter is experimenting with micro-messages that are twice as long as its longtime 140-character system. Voice of the People. Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.